I am Kylie. This is my first podcast, and I love podcasts, and I decided one day, today actually, I'm going to download an app I can make podcasts on, and I'm going to make some podcasts. And I am young, so ignore that. I am 10 years old, 11, sorry, getting used to saying that. But anyway, I just wanted to make this first podcast about something everyone as a kid or a mom or a parent or anyone really has trouble with, staying up late. staying up late is a huge thing, sort of. Like, for kids, it's like, in summertime, they are so used to having to go to bed so early, it's so exciting for them to be able to stay up, but it's so hard for them, and if they really want to stay up all night, I mean, I'm not being the best role model right now, but it's true, if they want to stay up late, then all they have to do is maybe stare closely at a screen, or chew some gum, but for the life of a mom, it's very difficult, like, because you have to stay up late sometimes, or you have to only be able to take naps in the middle of the night, especially if your job is difficult and you have to be early, you have to go there early or something. And I'm saying newly moms, like, who have just had a baby, not just, but, like, the baby is a few months, and, I know it's really difficult. I have a baby brother. When my mom is not the best role model in the world, but she had him a month late, so there was a lot going on, and she had to be in the hospital for a long time, so I helped take care of my little brother, and in the middle of the night, everyone would wake up just to go by his side, and he was pampered a bit because his mom wasn't there, but he had everyone else, and so I know it's very difficult to be able to get a good amount of sleep, and I still had school when my brother was born, so it was very difficult for me and everyone else in the whole entire house, because I have a lot of family, and a lot of my family lives together. We're all very close, and so, we all were there, and we're all waking up, and we all either have work or school or something, and it's so annoying because he would literally cry every hour, and we would have to wake up and go and take care of this little cute baby that just wouldn't stop bawling over nothing. But anyway, I know how difficult that is, and surprisingly, because when I was little, I did take care of my little brother for about a year for personal family issues. And this is a bit about me and sleep and life and stuff, so this is kind of me relating to everything. But anyway, the baby, for moms, I wanted to tell moms and anyone really who has to stay up late, like kids or parents or uncles or aunts or grandparents, how, if you don't know already, how staying up late reflects on your body and how you can, and what you can do to help with it, and how you can stay up late without actually just, like, crashing in the middle of the night, which is what I do a lot, but I have stayed up all night, and not just because of my little brother, because I am a child. Yes, I am a child, and so it is fun to be able to stay up all night, and I'm really sorry, I'm really cold right now, and I just woke up, so if I sound weird, yeah. But anyway, let's get on to the main part of this. For moms, I would say how the sleep deprivation provokes, what it does to the body. So your body needs sleep to regenerate. It needs energy. And sorry, I'm out of breath from talking so much. And as you go on with life, you need sleep. As you get older, you may need less and less sleep, but you will still need sleep or you will die. You can die of sleep deprivation, and you could also go to the hospital for it. You may have to take medication. You may have to take melatonin to go to sleep. For moms, it is a huge problem with moms nowadays. I have heard about, this isn't, like, all over the news or anything. I feel like I heard it, that moms are incredibly tired all the time, and I'm sure some of them have even gone to the hospital from sleep deprivation, from having a newborn baby because they cry in the middle of the night. And I'm not trying to say don't have a baby or anything. I love babies. I want babies. They're my favorite thing in the entire world, practically. So I'm just trying to say that for moms, it's very, very difficult. And I'm trying to say that if we pitch that, not pitch in, but like for moms, I'm sorry, there's construction outside of my room, or apartment building, but way for moms, sleep deprivation is a huge thing, and if we take away that sleep deprivation, they could be even better moms, and they would get to focus their time on not only their kid, but work, and the rest of their family, or whatever else they need to take care of, or if they don't have family, something else, I don't know, but, I feel like the world just needs to find a way to do that. And so I was researching stuff, and I was Googling stuff, and I was just doing a bunch of stuff about it. And I discovered that moms have so much better of, like... And I discovered that moms are... They're so hardworking and independent most of the time. A lot of times, some people are, even if it's just mom instinct or if it's just life, how they are. It's not a bad thing, but it does cause stuff like sleep deprivation, which is not very fun. And rip headphone users right now, because I don't know if I'm being loud or quiet, but if I'm being loud, then rip headphone users, because I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyway, for moms, they're so independent and self, and just a lot of times they're self-dependent, and so all they want to do is take care of their baby and get to their baby, and that's their main thing. That's why there's maternity leave. So they take maternity leave, they take care of their baby. What happens when they have to go back to work? They get sleep deprived, especially if you're a surgeon. Like, I want to be a surgeon when I grow up, a general surgeon, and I discovered, like, and I realized that if I want a family, it's going to be very difficult because I have to stay up very late. Sorry, I talk fast, and I stay up for 48-hour shifts all the time, and 80-hour shifts, and not to mention I have a baby on my side. Anyway, we, I'm not gonna make this too long, 10, 15 minutes at most. Anyway, it's very difficult for moms, and I wanted to tell you guys that, any moms that would be listening to this, that for things like this, you may not want a nanny, and that is perfectly fine. Sometimes people don't feel comfortable doing that. I know nannies that have done bad things, and it's just not something some people enjoy. But there's so many soothing things out there that could calm you and your baby's life down. So take a bubble bath with a bath bomb or something. Not bubble bath. I haven't really had a bubble bath in a long time. But take a bath bomb. I have this bath bomb, Rainbow Sherbert, for the first day of school. It smells amazing, and I want you all to have a bath bomb and put it in the tub and sit there. And if your baby starts crying, there's so many different things you could do. Like, if you have one of the high-tech baby monitor things, you could talk to the baby, and you could sing to it, and that is something that could totally work. Or you could play something like music or a podcast of a book in there for the baby. There are so many things that can do this, and it just reflects so much on the body in such an unhealthy way when you're all staying up so late to take care of your baby. And so I want you all to know there's so many different ways, and you can literally Google them. You don't even have to listen to me, but you can literally Google them and see that you could always, you could most definitely do things like this. And you probably all think I've never done this before. I feel so stupid doing this for the first time, but it's kind of like my dream, and so I decided to do it. So if you guys feel like I am being like an adult when I should just be like a kid, I want you to understand that I am a adult, practically. I have been through a lot in my life, and personal stuff, and so I am an adult, practically. I'm not an adult, but a lot of my qualities are adult-like. And so I will do stuff are very adult-like, like making a podcast. And I just want you to know that if you're having trouble with that, it's totally normal. And for kids, this is going for kids, but it is so, so hard to be in summer, for it to be summer, and you're watching TV, and you just want to keep watching TV. because it's late and you don't want to go to bed. And it's just so hard to be able to go to bed. And so you will stay up so late and it's so bad for your body. And then you'll sleep in the daytime, which is also bad for your body because you won't get a good new you probably won't get a good nutritious sleep. I don't know if that's a thing, but you won't get a good sleep. And because when you sleep, darkness, the dark outside causes melatonin, something in like a nerver, like a sense inside your body. I'm not exactly sure what it is. I am still 10. I'm not just adult like. But it causes something in your body called melatonin to react, and it makes you, it doesn't immediately do it, but most of the time it'll make you tired, sometimes even exhausted, and you can sleep. And it does sometimes come out in daytime if you're in a dark room. But you can be tired no matter what, but melatonin is what mainly causes it. That's why people take melatonin to go to bed. So what I help is to take melatonin for little kids, toddlers, or kids. They're not necessarily supposed to take some, but if their doctor says it is okay. You break a pill in half and you give it to them. For children, one, for adults, two sometimes. It's a great way to do it, but kids, they just don't want to go to sleep. I do this all the time. But I want you to know that when life comes around, that you have to sleep. It's something that is just so mandatory that it's just something you have to do. Anyway, it's just so bad and it reflects so bad on your body. Like it can give you sleep deprivation. You could die. And when you don't get enough sleep, I've found that drinking lots and lots of water does do something to your body to stimulate it. And it also makes your stomach hurt. That is something very, very common when I stay up all night or stay up late. It makes my stomach hurt really, really bad because maybe because I didn't get enough sleep. I'm not completely sure. But it's just something that I feel like everyone should focus on about, like everyone should focus about not being like up all night. And for moms, finding some way to compromise, make some DIYs to help your baby. For children, just stop. Stop. And I know it's hard, but just stop. Because you can't just be like there. Like, you can't stay up all night and then measure to feel perfectly fine later. You will mess up your schedule and you won't get enough sleep, and it's just so bad for your body and it reflects on you so bad. And this is kind of me rambling on about just not doing this and kind of just things about supporting people. But I feel like parents, you should support your kids more in this, and not in a good way. Like, tell them, no, you can't do this. And you set them a curfew and maybe turn off the TV or the Wi-Fi. And all the kids that are listening right now, if there are any, because I just started this podcast, I know you're all offended right now, but it's something that is really good for you, and it's something that you should definitely consider because you could really, really be in harm. You could die, and even if you get sleep in the day, it's possible you won't die, but it's possible you could get dehydrated because you're sleeping and focusing on not you're not focusing on not sleeping and sleeping in the day. Okay, let me rewind that real quick. You're focusing on sleeping in the day and not sleeping at night. You're not necessarily focusing on food and water and needs that you have as a human being. So you may have dehydration. You may die. So it's just something that you really have to do. And especially as school and work is rolling around for teachers and students. When that happens, you have to get that back on track, and you can't do that if you're constantly staying up late. And right now, I am trying to work on staying up a little earlier, but like to go to bed a little earlier. I go to bed at midnight. I mean, school starts in a week. I should probably take it down to like 10 or something. But you guys can set an early goal before or at midnight. That will to it'll totally help. Midnight is late. It is, but it's something that is better than 3 in the morning or better than 6 in the morning. So every week. So right now, since school is about to start, this is something that you could use for next summer or just for this week. But if you're just starting this and you are going to school on the 20th as well, August 20th, then you should probably set a goal every day or other day. You would say, okay, I'm gonna go to bed earlier today. That's just what I'm gonna do because it'll be easier. and I will be at school in time. And it'll totally help. I've done it weekly, and I'm at 12. I should probably work on that too. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to my first podcast. I don't know if it sucked. I don't know if it was cool. Please follow me or whatever. I just downloaded this app, and any feedback you could give me would be great if you can comment or anything. I really don't know. I'm very new to this app. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm planning on calling this podcast, if you can call it anything, Kylie's Random Podcast. My name is Kylie, by the way. Kylee. Not Kaylee, but Kylie. Everyone mixes it up with Kaylee. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. I will see you again tomorrow.